this week's episode of the Get It Off Your Chest podcast. Okay, guys, so this week we've got a special guest. Name is Ray.
And, otherwise known as Rachel May.
Absolutely not. we don't use my government name, let me tell you now. It's a secret. That's why we keep it a secret.
And as you can tell, she's not from the ends.
Nah, bring a couple American chebs in, aren't we?
Yeah.
International chebs. She's not from the Queen's soil.
Nah. And she's not from Nelson's County either.
So we thought it'd be quite fun to do a little mashup American British episodes. Talk about questions that all of us are wondering about the other countries. Because I have a lot.
Absolutely.
We'll test you on your Norfolk slang, and you can test us on some American Texas slang and see how well we do.
Can't wait.
She's from Texas, by the way. Just a little context there.
I honestly think that we all probably do better at the American because we watch so much American TV. I feel like the other way around, unless it's like something big.
And also, because we're from this area, there's bases. So we've been to school with American kids and stuff.
Yeah. And since I've spent here, 4 years now I've been living here? So I might have a couple of things down, but I bet you.
Also, on Friday, she used the word geezer in an old sentence.
Should have seen Bruce's face.
That's why I know I've been with her too long.
Well, this is the thing. Brit always has a go at me if I say one word that's slightly northern. And then the other day, she was in a kitchen, like, yeah, I'm just going to go take out the trash. And I was like, Brit, don't you mean take out the rubbish?
Oh, yeah.
Risha said to me the other day.
It's my fault.
Oh, my God. Risha goes to me the other day. Brit, I wasn't going to say anything, but you said the other day that you went to get gas instead of petrol, and I could not believe my ears.
Look what we're doing to you.
She's fuming. You're honestly, anytime I say one word that's slightly northern, or if I say something in a northern twang, you go live. You're like, remember where you're from, girl. Remember where you're from. And then the second she's the trash, she's like, I can't help it. It's just where I work. I'm like, well, darling, I'm living up here. I know.
Yeah.
Not to mention your dad's northern, but I'll still give it some.
Happens to the best of us.
Say grass one more time, I dare you.
Grass,
up your ass.
Right, without further ado, let's crack on. I'm going to start off with a question for Ray. Okay?
Mm-hmm. All right.
This was requested by my mother.
Who I met, lovely.
Bev Evans.
Lovely lady. Mm-hmm. She said, what on earth is grit?
Is who?
Grit? It's like food in America. What is in it?
Oh,
it
looks grit. Like porridge. Oh, God. See, right. Grit is like, wow. All right. Here's the thing. She's giving me a Budweiser, so my Texas accent's going to come out. But I pride myself on not having an accent, so we're going to try and stifle her down. Right. Grit. Like just grit is like the grit of a sandpaper, like how bumpy it is. But grits is, I don't even know what it is. I think it's some kind of like cornmeal and you boil it on the stove, kind of like how you make oatmeal, like how you make porridge, but it's like these little grains. I think it's cornmeal and it's mixed with milk and it's just absolutely gross.
Cornmeal? You mean oatmeal?
No, it's cornmeal. Like.
Which means oatmeal.
No, oatmeal and porridge are made from oats. Huh? Grits? Oh, no. Well, yeah, people do like eggs and grits and grits and sausage, but grits is like a porridge type, like liquidy kind of, it's like a bowl of stuff. People put a lot of butter in it and that kind of thing. And I'm sure that I would get kicked out of Texas for saying this, but grits are gross.
Stop crying, love.
Well, it looks gross.
It is gross. I'll tell you what.
Me and Kiana talk about grits all the time.
We have mentioned them because, you know,
not all the time. I've said it twice.
It sounds like what you'd get in prison. Like that would be, I was bloody grits today. Bloody hell.
Absolutely. Like. Definitely in prison. It'll keep fat on you, but it tastes as bland as it look, unless you put a bunch of butter in it, which even then, just not a fan.
Gross. Also, this one's from Johnny Tonic, this question.
Johnny Tonic and Dad.
Got it.
He says, when you have like your equivalent of a roast dinner, he said he's seen people have like jelly on the side with marshmallows. What's that about?
Like jelly fruit with marshmallows.
Jelly with marshmallows on the side.
I know exactly what you're fucking talking about. Yeah. Also, we don't call it jelly. We call it Jell-O.
Oh, Jell-O. Okay.
And Jell-O is like a brand. Like we call everything Band-Aids and every, like all bandages, Band-Aids and all facial tissues, Kleenex, same thing. We call all Jell-O Jell-O, even though it's just a brand. That is not Texans. Let me tell you, we've got better taste in dessert, but... But people like, from the north
on like a roast,
with a roast dinner.
Like, people have seen it like next to like the veg and the gravy, and then you've got jelly and a couple of marshmallows on the side. What's that about?
Couldn't tell you. Look, no Yankees, problem. They'll do that. Problem. They'll do it. People put all of their food on one plate, dinner, sides, dessert. Gross. Do not recommend. But that's what they do. And we don't really have like a roast dinner. We just have dinner. Dinner is always meat and potatoes and vegetables, and that's just always dinner. But roast dinner, I still have never had here, and no one's really explained it to me, like why it's such a thing.
I said she's going to make her a special roast.
Oh, yeah.
Still haven't had a Yorkie either.
She's never had a bloody
Have you
Yorkie?
Not even had a roast at the Crown?
A roast at the Crown is lovely.
Crown do good roast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, if we go there, we just get bang bang chicken and baguette sandwiches and whatever the butchers just dropped off. That's that.
No, if you ever go on Sunday, get one of their roasts because they're roasted. I've never had one because I'm loyal to my mum. And I just don't.
Right.
Apart from Toby Carvery, I'll go straight for Toby Carve.
Here's the thing, though, that I've noticed working. Like, if we have some kind of event where there's food, everyone will bring in something. Like, everyone will make something and they'll put a bit of everything on one plate.
Yeah. It's a potluck.
Mm. But even it is fucking potluck.
That's what we call it.
Then flavours don't go together.
Nah.
Yeah.
So maybe it was just like he had a little bit of something, then he just had the jello and marshmallow there as well.
It's like when you go to a buffet and there's so many options, you get a bit excited and you start throwing on the quiche and then you start putting on pasta and you're like,
it's a mix.
But I'm so overwhelmed, I need to get it all on the plate. That's exactly
what it is.
Yeah.
But what kind of things did we have at that?
That was Thanksgiving. So like you, not that you couldn't judge us on Thanksgiving, you absolutely could and maybe should, but we have some weird dishes for Thanksgiving that you would only have then. Like I wouldn't ever make sweet potato pie unless it was Thanksgiving.
Sweet potato pie on one side.
Or sweet potato casserole, whatever.
And then mac and cheese on the other.
Sweet potato casserole, which is sweet potatoes, brown sugar, marshmallows, next to green bean casserole, which again, only would make for that.
Maybe that's what it was, sweet potato pie with marshmallows in it.
Yeah, could be.
I did say that to my dad, and he's like, no, I've seen it with jelly and a couple of marshmallows. And I'm like, right, well, you've apparently seen it, but I've not.
Who knows?
Yeah, my mom is from the north in the States, and they make all kinds of strange things with jello and marshmallows. They just make something called ambrosia salad. Don't know if you've had that. It's
rice pudding.
Absolutely strange. No, it's like chunks of fruit and marshmallow, and I think jello's in it. Like, it's just a weird.
I get that.
Like white.
Some people do that. Like, that's like trifle. Like, we do a thing called trifle where you put.
Yeah, yeah.
Jelly at the bottom.
No, you've got your fruit and your jelly.
Fruit and your jelly.
Bit of sponge cake.
And then custard.
Yeah, well, we do trifle. Yeah.
Yeah. So I kind of...
No, this is all mashed together.
Right.
It looks like potato salad. If potato salad was sweet.
Yeah, it looks like sweet potato mash.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all. Right. So I think we should start in high school. So whenever I watch, like... rom-coms or any
American film,
that it's always very like you got the cliques, you got the nerds, you got the jocks, you got the cheerleaders. Is it like that, or is it just really exaggerated?
100% it's like that,
mate. Ray was in the theater club, high school musical team.
Yeah, I was
the glee club.
I was also a nerd. We didn't have a glee club, we had theater, and we had a
you're so mesmerized.
Yes, I was in theater, and I was also a nerd, so I was in like advanced classes and all that. But my husband, who was my best friend while we were in high school, he was in a theater a little bit, so you know he had the nerds, but he was a jock, so he had all the jocks. He was in track.
What's a jock? Let's take it from the top.
Like male athlete.
They're girl jocks too. No, anybody who plays sports.
No, what a fuck.
Could have been.
Carry on.
Yeah, so anybody who plays sports, jock. I played sports, but I was shit at them. So I wasn't a jock because they were like, please keep her off my team. I did my best, but every sport I played, they just used me for my height. But I was trash. So they just put me in the front, tried to intimidate people. And then I went home and
She'd been a cracking goal defence in netball, weren't she?
I feel like, because I was always put as goalkeeper. So I feel that. I was a shooter. Britt was a centre.
Small and quick.
Safe. All in the flick of the wrist.
So you're saying you don't have cliques in your high schools?
Oh, we do.
I wouldn't say as extreme as that. Like in high school, it literally looks like you've in like the lunch where you've got like tables, like that's the cheerleaders table, that's the jocks table. Like it was never like that.
No. Where you had like you tables. You had the popular and you had the non-popular.
Yeah, I think that was what it was. It was either like you're popular or you're not. But it wasn't divided in terms of like categories. It was kind of like there was just different groups of friends and then it was just a bit like that. I think honestly, I don't think American... like in American high school, I wouldn't even know what to put myself in. I think I'd just be a drifter.
Yeah, my husband was a drifter. He was in everybody's group. He got along with everybody.
I wouldn't say I'm specifically one group. You know what I mean?
Yeah, most people aren't. That's why it doesn't make any sense.
You're a nerd.
Yeah. I would have been one of the nerds. Or one of the people that sit under the football stadium stands.
There you go, under the bleachers. Yeah.
They're under the bleachers.
What are they then? The ones under the bleachers, what's their name?
We didn't have anybody under our bleachers. But we had what used to be like a smoking area. So like, yeah, little druggies might go under there.
Ah, see, that was our top field.
Yeah.
All the smokers would go up top field. But up top.
You weren't allowed to smoke on anywhere on, you weren't allowed to have tobacco on the premises.
Us either. That didn't stop them, did it, girls? Do you remember that time we'd done a protest and we ended up on BBC News?
Ooh.
No.
Famous. No. Love that.
You weren't there for it. You was, Anne. We all went and protested, went up top field because it was something to do with all the forms changing. I can't remember it. Come up in my class for it and all sorts. But then everyone was like, right, if you don't all go back to your classes, then you're in isolation. So everyone was like, sprint and run back to class.
What this? Outside. I feel like, especially, we have like mad house parties, like project texting. Yeah. Like, was there any juicy stories or drama, fights, you know?
I mean, we'll have to remember I was a nerd, so I didn't go to the parties, but there were drama, there were parties. And they were like big, somebody's mom would go to town, they had a huge party, shit would get broken and smashed and whatever else. And you'd come to school the next day and everyone's trying to figure out who did what, who was there. But it was always crickets. There were two times. Two times I went to parties and I was a senior. Because when I was a senior, I started dating like the hot guy who was a junior. He was like the jock guy who was one of, I mean, it's not like he was the only hot jock guy, but he was one of them. And so I went to a couple parties then. And my best friend, who I'm still best friends with, also was like my husband, Sage, who was a bit of a drifter. Everybody loved her. So she brought me to a party once as well. The first party I went to with this boy I was dating, and it was just a bunch of like 16, 17 year olds running around having sip of beer and maybe like one shot and acting absolutely smashed. And one kid, exactly, right. And one kid who had diabetes or something, he had to monitor his blood sugar.
Oh, fuck.
And he went into blood sugar shock.
Oh no.
God.
So that was my first party ever. Blood sugar shock. Absolutely wild. I was older than the rest of them. So I was like, right. So we all know he has diabetes, right? And they're like, no, what? I'm like, I don't know this kid since he was like six. Like, yeah, maybe somebody tested his blood sugar. And there were parents there trying to like keep the party safe or whatever. The kid's like passing out. That was my first party.
What did you have to do? Give him can of Coke or something?
No, we gave him some food. I was like, well, right, if he's got low blood sugar and nobody knows how to test his blood, give him some food, get him to eat it. Maybe he'll wake up. Gave him some food, he woke up. It's all right.
Oh, good job you were there, love.
Yeah, but they're full-grown adults. Don't know why they didn't, whatever, right? That was the first party. And then the next party I went to, I went with Beatrice, who's my best friend, and she was more acquainted with most of the people. I didn't know anybody there, but there we did the whole, like, classic kegs getting delivered by older guys, jello shots in coolers, all that. And it got busted by the cops.
Oh my God.
But it's in the woods. So we all just sprint into the woods, run
five
out.
5-0.
Yeah, exactly what happened. Like, absolutely. We all ran into the woods and then they came into the woods and they were like, all right, if you come out now, we won't arrest you. If we have to come into those woods, y'all getting handcuffed. So we all came out and we're like,
sorry, officer.
Exactly. They're like, call your brothers, call your moms, get them to pick you up. We called Beatrice's and they dumped out the Jello shots and they're like, man, somebody put a lot of effort into these. Sorry to watch these go to waste. Margaritas, all that.
Oh my God. She didn't even get to enjoy the party for a little while.
No, not for much time at all. And the cops were all like, man, these look good. Sorry, they got to go. Dumping them all out.
Put in the booth. Yeah, see you later.
Yeah, that was all.
Have you ever done a kickstand? So I feel like that's an American thing.
It is an American thing. I haven't. I've been to parties where people do like the... They do like the jungle juice punch in a big bucket.
Yeah.
And I saw somebody do a sort of a keg stand in one of those, just dunked his head in, tried to drink it. Absolutely wild.
I honestly think. What is it that you done at your barbie? Are you like.
Shotgun?
Yeah, she's like, she breaks this can and then puts her mouth up and drinks it in about a minute.
Oh, you pop a hole in the side, crack the jet tin.
I have always wanted to try that.
Yeah. I don't know why.
We'll make it happen in Mumford.
They are.
Get me some Mumford Dark Fruits. Mumford Dark Fruits on there.
I do it with a Bud Light. You've got to get the American vibe.
Got to let it cool down or warm up a little bit.
I don't like beer though, so I'll just use a seltzer instead. That's very American.
Do a little White Claw, something like that.
We had White Claw the other day. I feel like it could do a bit more flavor.
Yeah, but I don't like seltzer water in the first place, so I'd rather just make a gin and tonic.
I quite like them. I feel like you could drink them and not have a hangover.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Because it is water.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They're called White Claws. They're like sparkling water with vodka. But obviously, you're drinking water while you're drinking alcohol, so it keeps you hydrated so you don't have a hangover. That's kind of like the aim of it.
What about, I feel like moonshine's a very American alcoholic drink. I've never heard about like moonshine before.
It used to be.
Yeah. No, it's illegal if you make it yourself, but there's a couple places who make it legally. It just can't be at the high enough proof that people like, that it's like, quote unquote, like real moonshine. It's still moonshine. It tastes like gasoline.
Oh, that's not enjoyable.
Certainly does.
That's absolutely does. Reckless. Yeah.
Ooh, no.
Yeah, well, that wasn't from me. Let's clarify.
A little bit of moonshine make the night shine.
Is it, love?
Yep. Cheers.
It comes in a sketchy little clear mason jar lid. It's unofficial, unregulated, just wild.
You just drink it straight, or do you mix it, or is it just meant to be?
There's no
straight?
Point in mixing it. You just you open up the mason jar lid.
Get it over and done with.
Drink it, pass it to next one.
Yeah.
It actually isn't so bad when you first shot it, but it's the warmth when it goes down.
We call it, it'll put hair on your chest.
Yeah, certainly
will. Ooh, I'll have to try some of that.
They sell it on base.
Yeah, they sell the regulated stuff on base.
Nice job. I think if
that's like, something up,
I think if Britt went to an American high school, she'd be that bitch at all the parties doing keg stands. Be like, grab my legs.
Honestly, it could be. Look, you gotta have them.
When I went to Rose, apparently I was doing fucking round offs in her garden.
Oh my God. Yeah. No. This girl gets hiccups. And I'm like, you know what? The only way to get rid of hiccups that have worked for me, because she went out to the boys and the boys were giving her all kinds of like tablespoon of sugar, peanut butter under your tongue, like all this random shit. And I was like, no, the only thing that works for me is either you sing or you do a handstand. And she goes, well, I can't sing. So I start doing handstands. And my pregnant friend, mind you, is keeping her legs up to the wall. I'm like, one of us is going to kick her right in the jaw. But there we went, handstands. And the boys came out to us doing round offs in the garden.
You know that Brit's pissed when she starts doing gymnastics.
Yeah.
That's when you know, night, night. Here we go.
You might say that, but she did it stone cold sober at 10 a.m. at work. Started doing, what's the little back bend where you kick your legs over?
Backwards walk over.
Very impressive.
However, that's true that I do especially do it when I'm pissed. I say, can you do this?
She did.
I'm going to the splits.
And then she'll splits like, yeah, do the split. Yeah. I've done it in the middle of a smoking area before.
Yeah, done it in Ambush Law smoking area.
From bearing in mind, I was pissed. So it weren't not clean, was it? Weren't clean. It was messy.
But you were a good hype woman because I did like absolutely a shitty one. You were like, lovely, great.
Yeah, she's chatting shit.
Yeah.
So, like, obviously, we grew up watching things like Mean Girls and like Clueless. Like, what was there any like groups of girls in high school that you'd be like, oh my God, the plastics, like, stay away? Was there any like proper fights? Like, we used to, if there was a fight on our field at school, you'd see a crowd running and you'd be like, I'm getting in there.
And by the time you go over there, it's done.
So, not always.
Well, the girls don't fight with their fists. Girls fight with their words. Boys get in fights. Right, sure, sure. But nah, girls don't usually lay hands on each other. Boys do, but we had a double layer, like a two-story high school. So the upper story looked over and the hallway was like running through the middle. So you could run around. It would usually happen in the middle hallway on the first floor. So everyone would run up on the second floor and look over it like a like a fight ring, like that.
Love.
If there was a good fight, but like rarely happened. Girls were just like, absolutely were their mean girls, but they were all in disguise because all of the like popular, like beautiful jock girls or the ones who were really smart were usually really sweet. Like generally were really nice people. The ones that you had to look out for were the ones that like were only bad behind your back, but nothing like the plastics. No, there were only one or two girls like that. And the really popular girls weren't friends with those girls because they knew.
Lovely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When we went out for a drive the other day for this walk, we were driving, there were so many pubs. And I literally was like, Sophie Russell, like, what do you think Americans have as an equivalent of a pub? Like, it's a very British thing, a pub. Like, obviously Europe have like the little outdoor cafes, but like, what is the equivalent to a pub in America? Are they like the dive bars? Like a dive bar in America, is that like kind of the closest thing?
A dive bar is a pretty good comparison, actually, because I was going to tell you there isn't much like it, but we don't have it like... In my hometown, there wasn't really like a bar, and there's not one. Like we also don't have like villages, right? We just have like towns or cities or like metropolitan areas. Those are pretty much our only options. So we don't have anything like the village in Munford that like what a couple hundred people live there and there's a pub. We don't have anything like that, which I will absolutely miss. It's the best. Yeah. Would love to have that. Mm. But we just have like, it was a big enough town, but if you wanted to go to a bar, you had to drive 30 minutes.
Oh, fuck that.
And everything's just a bar.
There's no better feeling. I feel like this is a very British thing. Like, there's no better feeling, like, when you've been at work all day. It's nice, sun shining. It's beer garden weather, isn't it? Rude not to.
It is Texas, right? So it's usually hot outside. It doesn't really get too cold most of the time. And we had lots, at least in my town, lots of Mexican restaurants. So if you're going to go out and you want to get a drink, you go to a Mexican restaurant and you get a margarita.
Oh, see, that sounds good.
Lovely.
Mm. Yeah. Cut a fajitas on the side.
Chips and queso. That's what it is. Chips, queso, margarita. Let's go.
I love a frozen mug.
Yeah.
There's a place in Manchester.
Tequilas.
And they do two frozen margaritas for £10. When I tell you, there's nothing like them.
Or you get one of those giant margaritas with the beer upside down in it. There you go.
Yeah. We had this thing at work the other day called Cinco de Mayo. And it's like a Mexican day, 5th of May.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like all Mexican food and margaritas and beers.
Mm-hmm.
Why did we not go to that?
It was probably a Wednesday, and I don't work on Wednesdays.
Yeah, no, but we could have gone to that and got on the marks.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, could do.
It's one of them where you don't want to show your ass at work, though, isn't
it? No. I used to go to the base bars and be down. But
are we going
to
get on it on July 4th, though?
Oh, God, July 4th. Yeah, all bets are off. It's July 4th.
It's my mum's birthday on July 4th, and she's asking me if I want to go on holiday with her. I said, sorry, love.
We could sign her on to base. There we go. Let her get pissed on base again, like the old days.
I remember when they used to let us on for July 4th, and I never, ever went. And the year I was going to go, it all got cancelled, and I was devastated because I always wanted to experience it. Never went.
Oh, it's so much fun. I mean, even like... Base events are usually a little bit lame, right? Because it's, you know, they're doing their best with what they got. But July 4th, man, that's a good one.
And the thing is, it was always fun when we were like 13 and we'd go meet our friends after school. But can you imagine how good it would be now we can drink?
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know if it would have been as much fun if I didn't have the friends that we've got. Because, like, they make anything fun. But also, we would just go to the, instead of buying overpriced beers here or there, we went to the little shopette that's right there, got a 6-pack, sat at the picnic tables and just drank.
We need to make sure
the band went to the carnival. Yeah. The boys went and they still have it. I think it might be in the office. All of our guy friends went around to the carnival and started playing games, brought me back a little plushie.
What's a plushie?
Well, you know, like a little stuffed animal thing.
Ah.
Very cute.
Teddy. Look, Teddy.
Teddy. You see, yeah, this is the slang. That's a plushie.
Plushie sounds quite dirty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
I gave her a little plushie, if you know what I mean.
yeah, she's lipsing me all night. Then I thought, fuck it, it's time for the plushie.
Oh, God. Ruining my childhood, why don't you?
I don't know, it sounds like a sex toy to me. That's the vibe, the name it gives me.
If you saw the one I was picturing, you would not think it was the least sexual little thing.
little Care Bear. Let's not ruin it. Let's not ruin it.
Exactly.
I'll never go to a fun fair the same.
I used to have one of those big fat fuck off tigers. You know the ones I'm talking about?
No.
Fill your whole bed.
Jokes are.
It actually looked exactly like that. I've got a picture of me with it. I'll send it to you.
What's a tiger?
Tiger.
Have you watched? Do you think? No. Do you think?
Wait, what's watched... talking about? Oh, the music. No, it's from Tiger King.
Have you watched Tiger King?
Yeah, I've watched Tiger. Yeah, what am I?
Tiger song, man.
Does that make?
Oh my god! Yes, I know that song. Oh, like flash... when you see, oh, yes, like that made me
when you see, makes you embarrassed, right? Also, that doesn't make.
Like, I can't
proud.
Watch Emily in Paris. I will not do it because I'm like, oh, look, I don't need to look in the mirror. Thank you very much.
I hated Emily in Paris. Unpopular opinion.
I thought it was shy.
It's just too, like, stereotypical.
Exactly. I saw a commercial for it, and I was like, nope. Like, I live this. Like, I live with a bunch of Americans going to foreign countries and just being idiots. Like, I don't need to see it on the big screen, thanks.
I always see on things like TikTok of, like, Americans, like, icing their friends. So, like, leaving a Smirnoff ice.
Yes, right. I do
so in the UK, a Smirnoff ice is like lemonade. Like, you don't drink that as a drink. Yeah. So British people find it funny that Americans think that's like a punishment. Like,
when we first start drinking as kids, like, probably when you're at a Halloween party with your parents, when you're like eight, they'd be like, oh, have a Bacardi Breezer or a Smirnoff Ice.
Yeah.
It won't touch the sides. When you're like 10.
Oh, jeez.
Like a little bit of juice.
Yeah. No, that's way too advanced for us.
And then when you go to like high school, you wouldn't even dare get Smirnoff Ice.
Yeah, but don't forget that Americans can't drink until they're 21.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I was to go out in the club and get Smirnoff Ice, it's embarrassing, isn't
it? No. See, it's not like you would get it in a club. It's like if you are like 18 to 21, maybe 18 to 21, let's say. Actually, you know what? That's not true because I dated an older boy in college and they had them too. But whatever. You're starting off on the party. You're doing a little bit of pre-game. You're just trying to like loosen up a little bit. You might have a little Smirnoff, but if you bring Smirnoff Ice or what's the other one? So we also have Jack Daniel's hard lemonade. Yeah. It comes in a six pack. It's just like, it's like cloudy lemonade.
It looks nice. Not
your lemonade, like cloudy lemonade that we have. Like that's what we just call lemonade. Right. And it's like a already pre-mixed alcoholic drink. But if you come up to a party, going to go spend a day on the boat, fishing, whatever.
Nice.
Got a bit of that for the girls. You got a bit of that. Right. But now that we're adults and we all drink like real men, you get a couple of Smirnoff Ices. Yeah, sure. You might pregame with them, but really you hide them around the house. So like, good example, we're having a party. I decide I'm going to buy a six pack. I'm going to hide them around the house for the boys. Because especially when we first moved here, I really only hung out with the boys. So you got to keep up. So stick one in the oven, and that's where we keep the bread because it's nowhere on our fucking counters, not enough space in these British kitchens, let me tell you. So keep the bread in the oven, in the bottom oven, because we use the top one. Got two, so right. And I say to Nick, Nick, you know what? I need a couple rolls. Will you open up the oven, grab me some? He opens it up. It's just a Smirnoff Ice in there. So then he's got to get down on one knee and chug it.
Because he found it.
Because I got him to find it.
And then she played a trick, which is quite funny.
I put one in the laundry basket for Sage once. Same thing.
The thing is, I think I find the game funny. It's just the fact that it's Smirnoff Ice. Yeah. I think it's pretty
confusing. It's Smirnoff Ice.
Yeah, cool, yeah, it's just for the banter, like for the whole...
Yeah, yeah, I get that. Like, that's like us leaving, right, tequila shot on the windowsill. There you are, I found it, fucking drink it.
But yeah. Yeah, but we like to make people chug.
Smirnoff Ice is such a British culture. That sort of thing. At uni, we did like funnels. So you get like a can of cider and put it into a funnel and have to drink it.
Yeah. Sure. At uni, yeah, fine.
And that was fine.
Whenever I talk to Americans about the weather, I'll say it's going to be 19 degrees tomorrow. They'll be like, well, it's going to be 100 where I'm from. I'm like, bollocks. It's not going to be 100 degrees.
Yeah, because we do Fahrenheit.
Yeah, so they do everything in Fahrenheit, but they think it's degrees, and they'll argue with you about it.
Well, it is Fahrenheit. It's like 90 degrees Fahrenheit. It's still degrees.
But different.
Yeah, but not Celsius.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's this one is of the thing. Ones. That's whenever I go to America, and like you look at the weather, I'm always like, well, I don't even, I've got to look out the window because I ain't clear with that.
You fry a fucking egg. Say if it's going to be 100 degrees, put an egg on there, you'll fry it.
Well, yeah, look, it is.
Without suntan cream on. I'll be fine with tan.
It is hot. Like, especially in Texas, it does get hotter there than it's ever going to get here. But we also have AC because we're not nuts. So instead of sweating, I just click on the AC, no problem.
That is one thing.
That is one thing I love about America is air conditioning. Yeah. Everywhere. Wow.
AC and ice everywhere. Every look.
Yeah.
I've never really been to America, like, when I was little, when I was, like, 2 or 3, but I can't remember any of it.
Oh, you will.
You'd love it, Brit. You'd love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's so good.
But the thing that frightens me is the spiders, love, because you know I'll get bit by a black widow and pop my clogs over there.
Nah, you're not going to get bit by a black widow. What, are you going to go in the woods?
No, but like,
hey, I went to toilet. Australia for, like,
you're not going to get you on the toilet.
You'll be fine.
Oh, that's my true. Bump. No, you're not going to get got in the toilet. Just don't reach your hand in anybody else's mailboxes or anything. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
And that's not every
I
state.
Had was like a huntsman spider on the ceiling, and I just got really to get it out. They're not poisonous, but if they bite you, like, you get, like, flu symptoms. But I was, like, laying on my bed, FaceTime in Bev, and I was like, I looked up and I was like, oh, my God. So I was like, Bev, I'll call you back. And I was like, to my room, I was like, I cannot sleep in here until that thing is gone. So you got like a brush. I was like brushing it on the ceiling and it fell. And I was like,
nope, I'd leave.
Yep.
Leaving tomorrow.
You've been on a beach with a snake as well.
Sage will go on deployments. Sage, Ray's husband. And there's, what's those spiders called?
Camel spiders in
bit,
the desert.
And one bit cop on the bum.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they like it, like your skin like deteriorates. Yeah.
And he got a bit on the bum cheek.
So he's got a crater in his ass, he says?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Wild. So, but to be fair, there are, they're called common house spiders here. They're the size of my already nice and large palm, right?
Daddy long legs.
And they're huge. They run. They don't like walk or like mosey on over there. They sprint and I cannot handle them. And if you were in the States and I called for an exterminator, if you're in the States, you can exterminate for anything. You've got flies, you've got spiders, you've got whatever. You call up an exterminator, you say, I don't want them. They come through, they kill them. They put a spray around all of the borders in your house, outside and in, and then they can't get in your house. They run away. They
like because we think like the bigger ones will eat the smaller ones. Technically, they will. Spiders.
Yeah, absolutely. But
we literally at 9 p.m. every night in our lounge, we used to have a big spider that used to run across our living room floor. We
I'd stamp on that quicker than you could blink.
Oh no!
Well, to be fair,
it's a good job that didn't do it when I was there.
Nice scream. I scream, make Sage kill it.
I'd stamp on it and then I'd flush it down the toilet just for safekeeping.
But I have an irrational fear of spiders. Like I don't know why I hate them so much, but I just do. Just can't, I'm not doing it. So I called the exterminators here and they're like, we don't exterminate them. They're not pests. I was like, don't tell me they're not pests. They're pests.
Pests in me, darling.
I feel like in America, I get it because you've got more deadly shit out there.
Yeah.
But also you can pay for anything. Yeah, we do have more. We don't, because there's nothing in the UK that like out on a walk can kill your dog.
You've got rattlesnakes.
True.
Yeah, we've got so many snakes. We have so many spiders.
We have adders. What happened? In the forest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It'll swell up, but they won't like immediately die. If you, there's a lot of like cotton mouths and all that in the States, especially in Texas. They'll kill whatever they bite. We had a rhyme.
You think I'm visiting you? You fucking we think had a rhyme.
What is it? Red on black, friend of Jack. Black on yellow, kill a fellow. Because there's two snakes that look really alike, but one is red, black, yellow. One's a different pattern. They're red, black, and yellow, both of them, but different patterns. And that's how you know, because a cotton mouth is black on yellow, and it'll kill you. No problem.
What, your dad used to get in his boot, didn't he? Or a shovel?
No, my dad came out and shot one once.
Welcome to America.
This is America.
If I was one of them snakes, and if I had that run, I'd be going through the run, and I'd be like, no, that's not how it goes. I'd be like,
which way is it?
Exactly. I mean, I just had to think about it. So doesn't matter. No matter what, you kill it. I mean,
by which point you're dead.
We had a snake shovel. Yeah. So it's in the garage. And it's flat. So it's like a really square one. And you chop off the head. Done.
See, I couldn't live like that. No.
I had a pool party once. All the theater kids. So let's set our expectations low. But all my friends, well, not all of them, but most of my friends were guys having a pool party. So there's probably like 8 guys, 2 girls. And there's a snake in the pool. And all we hear is people screaming, jumping out. The biggest, buffest guy that I'm buddies with is standing on top of a bench screaming. My mom comes out and is like, right, what's happening? Are we good? Like, everyone all right? And they're like, no, just snake in the pool. They're like, right. Well, who's going to get it out? And they all, crickets. She's like, who's man enough to get it out? And they all said, Ray. So I get it out. And then I was like, great, I've got it out. I'm not killing it. That's a boy's job. So I got one of the guys to kill it with the thing. But they were like, well, I don't want to make anybody upset by killing this. I was like, no, this is my house. Kill the fucking snake. Get out of here.
My birthday. It's a bloody killer snake.
Kill the snake.
Here's the thing. If I had to have a snake shovel in my garage because it was that common,
yeah,
too much for me.
I live in the country, though.
Obviously, you've lived in Norfolk for the past 4 or 5 years. So I've got some Norfolk slang and some like UK slang. So let's just see how well you do. I'll put these in a sentence so that you can get a bit of context.
Like a spelling bee quiz. All right, you're going to tell me one of those.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
So, poor, me and Brit had a right Barney.
Right. So core for one is wild. Didn't hear that till I was in an office with Brittany. But and Bruce going, core blimey, what's that? Whatever. Right. You've had a row, you had a fight.
Right, Barney. Go on, Leia. Yeah. It's because every time I have an altercation with someone at work, I'll come in and be like, shh, have a right fucking Barney.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, the next one. This is very Norfolk. Hold you hard.
Not a clue.
I don't even know what that is.
You're joking. I think only Bruce has said it about 7 times. Hang on a moment.
I don't know what that is.
Hold you hard.
Hold you hard. No, that's too Norfolk for me though.
Okay, this What's is that? Good. And I feel like this is something Brit would say on a night out.
Yeah.
Have you got a light, boy?
Oh yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, but we say the same thing. You got a light. That's what we do.
It's how you say it.
I don't know why it tickles me so much. This is so fucking over. Hey, you got a light, boy. Yeah,
also, every time I say something with the British inflection, oh, absolutely, she dies. I can't help it at this point. Like, you catch on.
Yeah.
So I go, you all right? You know, I can't help it.
This one is. Oh, mate, we're going to have to hoss it together.
Sorry? Say it again?
We're going to have to hoss it.
Nothing. Got nothing.
I've said it loads of times.
I'm sure you have, but I don't know.
We're going to have to hoss it. We're going to have to be quick.
Going to have to horse it?
Hoss it.
Hoss it. H-O-S-S.
Hoss it. Come on, let's hoss it.
Got to hurry up.
Like, you know when you go round and roundabout, but you don't have time and you go send it?
Oh, you got to hoss it.
Hoss it.
I say send it. That is what I say.
Yeah. The next one. Oh, I've been pied off.
Oh, this one I know. Been pied is like... been mugged off, been like, there's not a good American word for it.
Cream pie. Pie to the face.
Cream pie from Americans is a bit different, tell you what.
No, no comment, judge.
Yeah.
she's bonkers.
Well, she's crazy.
Bonkers.
Yeah. Bonkers. Right, this isn't on the list, but do you know what a busy Barney bee is?
Yeah, like a busybody.
No.
Full of gossip? No, I don't know.
A busy Barney bee is a ladybird. That's what Norfolk people call a ladybug. Like in traditional Norfolk slang.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Busy Barney bee.
That's cute. That's a lot more words than just saying ladybug.
It's more complicated. And then you have to explain it by the time. It's like traditional Norfolk, so probably like the old farmers back in the day.
It would work well for busy body though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Fucking hell, she's a busy Barney bee. You know what I mean?
The one, I'm chuffed.
Chuffed is like excited, like I can't wait. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like happy.
I'm so happy. I'm chuffed.
Yeah.
It was the first thing I found. I only found that out because it was on my stickers. On like, I'm sure I was still using Snapchat when we first moved here, but maybe it was on Instagram stories. It was like, oh, I'm chuffed on the little sticker, and I was like, what the fuck's that? Googled it and found out. So
definitely not chuffed. That's another thing. Okay. Anne's throwing a wobbly.
Oh.
So your expressions every time you do this is fucking
I've
killing
heard
me.
That, but I can't tell you what it is. What's that, like throwing a fit?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, we're having a bit of a...
God, I've got it.
Yeah.
I've been found this one on this website, right? Oh, will you stop crocking, girl?
What's that, like,
Even I don't know.
It's crocking, like, talking shit?
I didn't even know what it was. No, it means crying in Norfolk.
Oh.
Well, crocking to me when
it's
call it, thing.
We've got like crocodile tears. Like if you're crying, but you don't mean it, like
probably,
you're crying.
Oh, that probably is where it comes from. Yeah.
Well, you stop crying, girl.
Hit us with the
you want to hear the American ones?
Yeah, we're ready.
What your
right. So I won't look. I won't look.
I did my best.
She's hiding the phone from me.
Problem is, I I'm sure I say all these and I don't even think about them. So I had to really like rack my brain and search Google for these. Right. First one is fixin' to.
Sorry?
Crockett.
Fixin' to.
Fixin' to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Find a friend.
Right. I'm sick. I'm fixin' to make some dinner.
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. It's you, like most people are like, well, I'm... Well, I'm like fixing to, I'm fixing to think about getting up. Means you're not doing shit. You're fixing to think about getting up. You're fixing to.
Is it a bit like thinner?
It means nothing. I'm it means not, absolutely like about 2 hours I'll get up if you're fixing to think about it.
Or like if you're, if I'm a thinner tap. Okay.
Well, that means you're about to do it. Like you're just about to. Fixing to means.
You're not going to be thinking about it.
Yeah. She's not making any movement. Give her an hour.
All right. Well, I'll say every time I come into work in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm fixing to work.
I'm fixing to come to work. That means we'll see her.
I'm here binding shit.
We'll see when she ends up.
Yeah. We got big ol'.
Big ol' sandwich.
Any.
Big boy.
Yeah.
Big
anything. It can, you can tag it on anything. Oh, it's a big ol' boy.
That's a big ol' girthy boy.
Yeah. All right. How about as all get out? As all get out. Oh, she's mad as all get out.
She's mad as hell. Like, oh, she's yeah. mad as it gets.
And that works for everything. She's like, oh, big as all get out. Oh, I'm, you know, mixed up as all get out. Like, as all get out.
Mixed up as hell.
It, yeah, basically, as hell. Yeah, sure, that would be a good one. How about this? Jeet yet?
Jeet yet?
Yeah, did you eat yet? But we say jeet yet?
Oh my god!
That's a bit
Norfolk. Sometimes I think Texas is very Norfolk.
Yeah, so but it's country
is country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we say ain't and y'all all that. I say y'all way too often. Our this is like a little bit off the wall, but our grandma names. You call your grandma Nan, right? That's it. They're all Nan.
Nan or grandma. That's it.
Or grandma.
Oh, girl.
Grandmother. We in the South. The dumber the sounds that come out your mouth. Better. So like I've got a people have like a meemaw and a mamaw and a oh what was one of them called?
They have like gammies.
And
not like a
yeah, gammy, granny. Like I've got my up north grandparents, Nana Pat, Papa John. Because we had married in step and aww. Whatever grandparents as well. So we had Nana Pat, Papa John, Nana and Papa, that's all. Easy, fine. I feel respectable saying that. I've never felt more country than going to Mamaw and Papaw's house. Ew, you know?
But that sounds a bit Spanish.
No, it's just a bit country. That's what you do.
Mamaw.
I like it when you call me right? Big Pa.
Pa. Pa. Let's not go there.
Let's see. What else we got? We got ready and raring.
I'm ready and raring to go. We yeah. do that as well.
You do? All right.
We got I'm raring to go.
I'm raring for it.
There we go. Ready for it. Ready to go. Sure enough.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure enough. I mean, look, we're not a complicated people. So they're not hard to
decipher. I mean, I wasn't going
to
say it, but.
Look.
You got to go and get.
Simple, but. Oh, yeah. Go and get. That's what we do.
Oh, Sophie were doing that last night. Go get. We were watching the Hannah Montana movie last night, you know, cult classic. And obviously, like she goes back to back to Texas,
Tennessee.
Yeah. And there's a bit where she goes for a horse, blue jeans, and she's like,
blue jeans,
go get, girl. Like we were proper.
Oh, that's like, thrive in Texas, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Honestly, that is the next.
I hear his ears twitch. Look at him go.
That is the next place okay, I want to go to Nashville, Texas.
She wants to camp, like get
to New Orleans,
Texas.
Look, there are so many beautiful places you go to in the States. Just, and Texas is like fine. There are some places that are pretty. They have like the big sky, fine, sure. But like, don't do it.
I'd probably go for like a day or so.
Don't go to the country.
I wouldn't spend most of my time, but I want to, I like riding horses and my friend does as well.
Yeah.
So we want to do like a weekend on a ranch and then New Orleans, Mardi Gras.
Her dad's a rodeo rider.
No, he was a buck and bronco rider in the rodeo. Yeah, for a little extra cash. Well, look, you could ride horses in so many places in the States.
I know. Yeah, I know. I think
But Texas is definitely a good place for it. You gotta have to get a hat and boots though.
Oh, I've already got a hat.
Taylor Swift sold Sophie the Dream. She's a country girl.
Yeah.
Country girl.
Oh. Ray's not keen on Taylor.
I don't like Taylor Swift.
Oh, no comment, Josh. Next question.
Plus, she's a pop chick anyway, so what's it matter? All right, Ray.
Country.
Here's another one we do. Wouldn't trust them as far as I could throw them.
Oh, yeah. That's standard.
Or a shake of a lamb's leg.
When you tell people, go take a long walk or a short beer.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
We've got, how about that?
Fuck off.
No. And the shake of a shake of a lamb's leg.
What's that?
I'll have it to you in a shake of a lamb's leg. I'll have it to you in a shake of a lamb's leg. Yeah.
Constantly.
Oh, like a bit of effort. That's
precious.
Yeah, in just like a second. Shake of a lamb's leg is like in a minute.
In a second.
Big, you know, like they have the bars there where everyone does like
barn dancing.
Yes. Oh my god. Do get me started.
I want to go for barn dance.
Sophie, a two-step.
Look, absolutely. I've got a bone to fucking pick with this one, right? She'll get up in the middle of the office and go, Bruce, can you do this? And like do some wild dance move, right? But I ask her to do a simple two-step with me, which like my dog could do.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I can't dance. I can't do it. I can't dance. I can't. Yes, you can. All you've got to do is move your feet around.
I'll get shy.
My asshole.
Oh, shut up. Get your fucking boots on.
I'll do it with you at the rally.
Whatever. I need to see it.
Oof. Oh my god, let's tell Ray about the music at the rally. Well, we went to a Jolly Roger, and that's what she told me.
Uh-oh.
I got a brand new combiner.
I'll give you the key.
And when it gets a bit later, you've got the Oasis tribute.
You got a bit of
Wonderwall.
Killers.
I'm a bit of killers though.
You're my wonderful.
I did a line dance in the office for y'all though, because we do line dances. Like you learn a line dance that. in PE.
Seth will do it with you happily, love.
You call it PE here, yeah. PE, right?
Yes. PE.
Yeah. In PE, they teach you line. They at least at my school taught you line dances. It's like one of the you play volleyball one day, you learn a line dance one day.
My mum's still fuming that we put her on the podcast, you know. She'll say something funny and I'll burst out laughing. She goes, haha, what's that going to be on iPod tomorrow? iPod. Yeah, that's going to be on iPod tomorrow. Then she'll crack up laughing because she thinks I'm laughing with her. But I'm just laughing at her.
So I was listening to a podcast this week and they were talking about, can someone really ever change? So obviously, in context, you could think about in a relationship, if they've cheated in the past, blah, blah, blah. Can someone truly change as a person? What do you 100%. Think? 100%. Yeah, they agree. Can.
Will they? Don't know.
It's completely circumstantial and dependent on the person.
Because they have to want to and put work into it. If we take cheating out of it, right? And we just say, if you're the type of person who instead of having the confrontation, having the conversation that's like, I'm not happy here. I want to change. If you're not the type of person who's comfortable having that conversation, will you ever be? Are you ever going to become the type of person who wants that?
I think as well with change as well. Like for me, I'm a completely different person as I was in high school. So for me, I would say if I'm able to change, then why would I say to someone like, you're not going to change? Like you have to have that meeting with someone. Like if I haven't changed, there's a problem because I feel like, especially during your early 20s, I feel like these are the years where you should be making the most change in yourself.
You shouldn't be the same person.
Yeah, like if I was the same person in high school, I'd be like, oh, what a shame. Like,
that's
really sad.
Like they say if somebody sees you at like every 5 to 10 years, oh no, they said 7 years. I think that's the saying. It's like every 7 years, like because of brain development or some shit like that, is that you really do change as a person. Yeah. So, and it's fair to say that like, right. So the only people I've known that long are my husband and my best friend. Both of them I met when I was in high school and we're still friends today. And both of them would tell you that I'm a different person, but at the same, like at the base, I am probably the same person, but I probably speak a lot differently and have different motivations. Like I might still have the same basis of like the same kind of morals and wants and like needs and all that good stuff, but the way that I go about them is going to be different because hopefully you've matured. So it might not be that you're like different, you might just handle yourself better.
Exactly. And I feel and like you know what, you sometimes want. Associate change with like, oh, like you've changed, but it's like if Yeah.
It's a good thing.
I've grown. Glad I have.
Let's not say we've changed. Let's say we've grown.
Yeah. So people can grow. They may not change who they are at the very, very base of them, but they might grow a bit. That's
I'm just not enough, love. You're tired.
But also, no, I'm just listening. But also, I feel like if it was in like the case of like, say someone's cheating on you and they're like, babe, I can change. Like,
nah.
Actions speak louder than words. And also,
here's the thing. Do you know what I think? I think if you cheat on one relationship, that doesn't mean to say you're going to cheat in every relationship. But if you cheat on one specific person in one relationship, there's something wrong in that relationship for you to do that in the first place. Yeah. So that relationship isn't going
to
work.
To me, that's respect. No. Like, if you respect me, you would never do that.
That's what I mean. Like, circumstances are different. Just because you cheat on one person doesn't mean you're going to cheat on the next because you feel differently about different people.
And that's, again, like, even if you took cheating out of it, right? Or if you, like, even took
just the way you treat people, it doesn't have to do anything with cheating, actually. It's just the way you treat people.
If it wasn't dating, right? Because, like, I've had a work relationship. We've talked about this before, but I had a work relationship who we were like buddy-buddy. We were close. We worked really well as a team, all that good stuff. And we didn't have a falling out, but they did something shady to me that led to me leaving the job. And I don't say that that person necessarily is like a bad person or this and that. I just say that that person did not have respect for me. And I thought they did. So I thought that we had a certain type of relationship, but then their actions showed they didn't have respect for me. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't mean that they're necessarily a terrible, horrible person, but it means they didn't have respect for me. And no matter what happens moving forward, maybe they'll become more mature. Maybe they'll change how they are, but they didn't have respect for me then. And I doubt that they're going to somehow gain respect for me since they knew me for 2 years. They're not going to gain respect for me in 5 years. Nah, they don't have, they don't respect you. That's it.
It's one of them where you just need to forgive, forget, and move on.
Yeah. But it's valid to give yourself that boundary.
But have respect for yourself to not just assert your boundaries and don't allow that to happen to you again.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think some people, it comes down to time. Like, people say, like, I'm going to change. That doesn't happen overnight. Like, they need to prove to you that they're changing. It's easy to say things like, oh, I'm going to change. We'll do it then. Show me.
Right.
Like, so I remember Ray said to me once, and I've always thought about this, like, her husband said to her he wouldn't get with her when they were younger because he knew he'd fuck it up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they got with each other like a few years down the line when they were older, and he knew he wouldn't fuck up because he's more mature.
And I didn't get with him because I knew I was going to end up marrying him, and I wasn't in a place where I wanted that. So part of that, all of this, like, respect, cheating, not cheating, whatever, is you have to respect yourself enough to, if you're not happy, say something. And if you would rather, like, if you're going to cheat so that you have something that is definitive and you can't go back from, instead, just respect yourself enough to say what you want, say what you feel, and get out before you debase yourself.
So imagine how different your relationship with Sage could have been if you'd have gotten to it too young and he would have fucked up, and then it would have been completely different.
You know, he tried to hook up with me, like, in college, like, before I got with a guy that I ended up dating for a long time. He gave it some. He tried a little bit.
Gave it some.
Yeah, yeah. but I just said no, and he was perfectly fine with it. We're cool, cuddled for the night, moved on. And I think if I had said yes or whatever in that time, it would have completely changed our relationships, because staying friends the way that we did and growing together as friends the way that we did.
But that comes down to respect as well, because that comes down to you asserting your boundaries and saying no, and him respecting you enough to just be like, okay, we can cuddle for the night.
And he didn't, like, give me any shit for it at all, which is just, like, speaks to how great he is. But it changed our relationship because it let us be friends, knowing full well, like, I think that moment really made it clear that the both of us had those feelings, but we both had the respect to be like, that's not where I'm at. Like, that's not what I want. Totally fine. And then we got to know each other even more and grow as friends as adults and see each other in other relationships and see, like, I needed to make mistakes, which is why I didn't want to be with him at that moment. Like, I needed to go do something stupid, which I, I did. Don't you worry. And he did as well. We both needed to go off and, like, do whatever dumb shit we wanted to do before we could be with a person who is so well matched for us. Because sometimes, look, you're 20, you got no business dating to marry. Like, maybe when you're closer to 30, do you have, because if you're trying to date to marry when you're in your 20s, you have so much growing to do. Like, all of that dating to marry energy should be put into yourself. Like, what do you want? Where do you want to be? Because otherwise you're going to end up, otherwise you're going to end up living a life trying to fit into somebody else's box and trying to be perfect for somebody else when you should be perfect for you. As soon as you love you and you're perfect for you, you're going to find a partner like I've gotten Sage that loves me top to bottom for everything that I've got. and never would tell me like, "Ew, gross, you're being weird," or like, "You shouldn't be friends with her. You shouldn't say this, or you shouldn't say that." He would never do that because he loves me as a whole. Well, I mean, he'd give me shit. Look, he'll take me down a couple pegs, and we give each other a lot of shit, but I'd never feel that.
But you do the same to him, and that's just because you've always been friends.
That's how we are. Yeah. But we would never, like, I would never think less of him because of the way he is.
Oh, no.
But I think like that's only
the way like you and Russ work as well. It's
exactly the same as friends. Annie and Russ.
Mm. Yeah.
Every single relationship that I've been around, like you and Sage, Annie and Russ, like every successful relationship I know in my life has started as friends. Mm-hmm. Like my mum and dad, they were really good friends first. Annie and Russell, you and Sage.
And it's not the same.
And they're the only relationships that have lasted, which is all.
It's not like you can't meet somebody in your 20s. Like, it's obviously possible. I got married at 22.
I mean, you can meet someone that you're very good friends with too, and that's possible too. Yeah. But like, what I'm saying is, like, you have to have friendship first. There has to be friendship in the relationship as well as
And before your relationship even matters, like, you've got to do you. Like, you have to be completely comfortable being alone, doing your own shit, and knowing what your goals are. Otherwise, you're going to get married to your person, and you're going to give all yourself into that, and you're going to be like, right, what did I want? Like, what did I want to be? Like, what did I want to do?
I literally, like, when I was in college, I remember, like, I used to go to the cinema by myself. Like, I used to just go out for food by myself.
You've always been so independent.
Like, yeah.
And I'm the opposite. I'm good now because... Yeah, but Annie would... That's the thing with you, though, Anne. You never tried to force it with anyone. Like, you was on your own in high school. You never really spoke to anyone in college. Like, and then as soon as you went to uni, met Russell, you was good friends, and that was it. And that just works because you was comfortable in yourself before you got in that relationship.
Things I would just never know people, like, on a night out where, like... I don't think I was at the stage with, like, my body confidence where, like, after a night out, I could just go home with someone. I'd be like, I'd have to know that person for them to, like... see me in that way, or like do things with me in that way. Do you get what I mean? Like, I wasn't in that place where, like, no matter how drunk I got, like, if you ever kiss someone, the couple would be like, come back and be like, oh no, sorry, I'm going for my friend's bar. I'd be like,
we'll go to McGarlic bread pizza, see in five.
I'd be like, there you go. Like, I'd have to like, know them and trust them for them to, like, see me.
In that 100%.
Yeah, I was the opposite. I was absolutely the opposite, but I
had times being like, I wish I was like that. I wish I could just go off and be like, fuck it, like, whatever.
No. Helped that Russell put in so much graft. I mean, I'm sure that helped.
No comment, judge.
But the thing is, I'm one of them people, like, because we were such good friends, I didn't want to ruin that by going out with him because I thought, I don't want to lose the friend.
Yeah.
But like, don't get me wrong, I had moments where I thought, like, oh yeah, I think of him, but then I'm like, no, he's just my friend.
Yeah.
But I kind of keep in my head, be like, no, he's just
give
my
yourself
friend.
The it's going to be.
Not even give myself sleep, but I was like, no, he's just a friend. That's all we're going to be like. Even though he said he fancied me, I was just like, no, because if it goes wrong, I'm literally going to fall out with him and then I've lost a good friend. Like, I was just more concerned about like, if we ever broke up, that like,
but she's still tash on with him as of a night out.
Look, you can't
she'd
fight.
She'd tash on with him, then make him sleep at the bottom of the bed.
Excuse me, if that's like the least of my drunken mistakes, then I'm happy with that.
Oh, yeah, you're 100%. Trust me, I wish I was fucking you. I'm not disputing that, mate. You've done everything in life correctly.
But it's one of them things in my head.
It's my correct way.
Obviously, because I didn't, like, at uni, like, Russell's the only person that, like, I've ever been with. I do think in my head, like, oh my God, do you think I should have just done a bit more before I got
No.
with you? No.
No, you're so lucky to have that.
I know, but this is what I mean. In my head, I'm thinking, oh, am I settling down just for, like, one person? But then it's like, well, no, because I do.
But why would you throw away something that makes you happy?
I know, but I'm saying,
because of people like me, I'm like, I don't fucking want to deal with this anymore.
You always look on the side of, like, the glass, like, do you know what I mean? You
can't be
other side, grass is always greener on that.
Yeah.
And it wash your favourite colour.
Turquoise. Yeah. And sometimes it comes through the other way. Like, Sage and I were friends for about 10 years before we started dating. Well, before we got married. So, like, probably 9 years before we started dating. And, you know, I did whatever I wanted. I dated a couple guys, a couple girls, got everything that I ever wanted to know about myself and what the kind of partner I was looking for. And I never saw myself getting married. But every guy that I met, was friends with, dated, whatever, I compared them to Sage. that, you know, there's somebody I was dating who was like, yeah, you're never going to find a guy who's this or that and who does this or that and feels this or that way. And I was like, you know what? I know a guy like that. He was like, well, you can't keep comparing everybody to this one guy you were best friends with. If that's how much you love that guy, you should go marry him. So I did.
So what did she do?
Married him. Although to be fair, he did have to chase me for 8 years, that's 9 years team. Before I said yes.
But sometimes like you that have a bit of a chase, that's what I mean. But that's like, that says everything to you. Like,
pretty mean keeping key in it, right?
Yeah.
Fucking up. Well, he chased you for 8 years, fair
play. He chased me so long. But, and good for him. I'm glad he did. But I really had to be convinced that you could love somebody like a friend and also marry him.
Want
to
ride him.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's
it. So, girl, as you know, every week we always end off on a little quote. So I'm going to go first. My quote is 7.7 billion people in the world. Don't let the opinion of one stop your growth.
Oh, baby.
Okay. This is my quote for the week.
Discovering what you don't want is just as important as finding out what you do.
Yes. Love that. Very over and out. True. All right. Mine is avoid people who mess with your head intentionally and repeatedly do and say things that they know upset you. Expect you to prioritise them, but refuse to prioritise you. Can't and won't apologise sincerely. Mm-hmm. Act like the victim when confronted with their abusive behaviour.
What, they're all red flags. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pussy Daisy.
Yeah.
Oh, Pussy Daisy.
All right, I got mine for you. Here's mine. Right, so give you a quick recap. We didn't get into it, but back in college, I used to write poetry, and this is my favorite line. I've got it in my house. One day I'll get it tattooed on me, but I've got other priorities. Don't you giggle at me.
Fuck off. I fucking love a bit of poetry.
Yeah, well.
You two get on, didn't you?
All right, so here it is. Yeah, put a little respect on my name.
Put some respect on the poetry.
Go on.
Right. I want to overwhelm you. Be so much myself, you can't help but to stare.
Oi.
That's my goal in life.
Oh,
that's it. That's it.
Isn't it?
Look what you like, darling.
I feel like
look and linger.
Be so much be you busy. That it's overwhelming. Be too much. Overwhelm. Let's fucking go. Overwhelm them. Like, give them something to look at.
Yeah.
Why take not? A picture. It'll last longer, darling.
Take a picture.
So, guys, that is a wrap on this episode. Thank you very much, Ray, for coming on. We've really enjoyed having an American on the podcast for the first time.
International.
Thanks for having me.
International, baby.
Yes.
Love it. Well, as always, leave a review on Apple Podcasts, subscribe to Spotify, follow us on Instagram, and
get involved.
Happy hump day, ladies and gents.
Happy hump day, loves.
Go on, get.
Go on,
get. See ya.